Woe to you, hypocrites. Well, that's not a very good beginning. One knows something bad's going to happen. And why is that? Throughout the entire gospel, Jesus has been teaching his disciples and all others who might hear that he was going to die. This particular section comes in the fifth discourse of Jesus in Matthew's gospel. It ends at the end of chapter 25, and so we read at the beginning of 26, when Jesus had finished these sayings, he said, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Well, there is a clue for understanding everything else that has come before, like this woe. This woe describes a posture, a status, a belief, a way and a life that is contrary to the end. Every story in history is understood from the end. And in a way to understand the story, you read from the end. The death of Jesus is the end. How do you stand in it? Relate to it? Are you in it? Well, what Jesus wished to say to his disciples and all who would hear is that unless you join me in my death, you are not in the end. You are not in the end of the story. And that story is here in some way told. You were the killers of the prophets. How so, pray tell? Were they there when those prophets were stoned? I mean, these scribes and these Pharisees? Well, of course not. But they are about to crucify him in whom those others were figures, types, shadows, four prefigurements of the one who was to come and die. Their death was meaningless apart from his. So you kill him, you're guilty of those deaths too. You were never part of that story whose end is my own end. Oh, Jerusalem, he says, Jerusalem, as a hen would gather under her wings, I wanted you to come. Jesus is like a hen. That is to say, he is like Jerusalem, to whom all were to come, nations and redeemed Israel. But that wasn't going to happen. This house was, he says, desolate, desolate. And those words reflect back upon the words of Jeremiah like this: "They have made my house a desolation, desolate. The whole land is made desolate." Language of desolation is the language of sin. Oh, you brood of vipers, vipers. Tertullian knew they were snakes that liked the desert. So we cannot see Jerusalem in those scribes and Pharisees. For if Jerusalem is the desolate Jerusalem is the place of sin, pray tell, where is Jerusalem? Is it not where there is no sin? Is it not where God dwells and indeed sacrifice to God is made purely and with a righteous heart? So Jesus here redefines, relocates Jerusalem. Jerusalem is now there where he is crucified. And I tell you, he says to them, You will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. What? Are we like a movie theater that has a second feature? They had already said it, had they not previously, when he marches into Jerusalem on this donkey. These words had already been spoken. Was he going to ride in again? Or is the whole entry to Jerusalem now redefined in a different way? He on the cross is the place of the new Jerusalem. To see him as coming to Jerusalem is to recognize who he is precisely in his cross, riding, if you will, on a different kind of donkey. The donkey, the animal of humility, the cross, the instrument of divine humility. And so, yes, do we see ourselves in this progression? Are we part of the story? It is, I would say, probably true that when Jesus says, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, perhaps he is speaking to us, wishing to call to our minds, in fact, where we say those words. In fact, when I first read this text that I was assigned, I felt confident we would certainly have the Lord's Supper. Where are you, Paul Grimm, when we need you? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so we eat him and we drink him. And there we see him who comes in the name of the Lord. And in that eating and drinking, we are in the New Jerusalem, partaking of its blessings. Partaking of his sufferings. He who comes in the name of the Lord came to die, to give his life as a ransom for many and for the life of the world. And when we see him who comes in the name of the Lord and seeing him, think ourselves bold enough to eat and to drink him, then we must know we have joined ourselves to him. And so the life of faith and the life of blessedness may well be the path of suffering. It is at least the path of repentance. We want no woes. I never want to hear it. You never want to hear it. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us join ourselves in faith and in life to him who is blessed, and in him then hear the words of our Heavenly Father, come ye blessed, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.